Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features a new release of Monteverdi's Orfeo by music from Aston Magna, and a classic one performed by the New London Consort. The tragic love story of Orpheus and Eurydice was a favorite among Baroque composers. It had all of the essentials that one could find in a classic drama. Orpheus, our hero, is besotted with Eurydice, who, through an unfortunate event, dies. Not to be undone, he goes to the underworld to bring her back from the dead, which he almost accomplishes. Unfortunately, Eurydice is forced to stay. The story, depending on who tells it, has varied endings. As for Monteverdi's take on it, the drama was only a part of what makes L'Orfeo the first masterpiece in the history of opera.
Ma se il nostro gioir dal ciel che viva, come dal ciel ciò che qua giù si incontra, giusto e ben che dei voti li offriamo incensi e voti, dunque il tempio ciascun rivolga e passi a prega lui e la cui destra il mondo che lungamente il nostro ben
The performance of Monteverdi's L'Orfeo by music from Aston Magna is one of a few released by a North American ensemble within the last decade. Although recorded performances are generally numerous, it is a welcome addition to the Monteverdi opera discography nonetheless. If the latest release of L'Orfeo is one from a long list, it is also worth listening to a particularly notable one. The New London Consort, directed by Philip Pickett, became part of the discography with her 1992 performance on the Loiselier record label.
Fatti pietosi, vi ricorda o boschi ombrosi, vi ricorda o boschi ombrosi.
Monteverdi's drama comes with two endings. In the first, Orpheus is mauled to death by the Bacchantes after he rejects them. Not only do we lose Eurydice, but our hero as well. The second version of the ending, and the one heard today, is what is commonly referred to in Italian as a lieto fine, or happy ending. Instead of the Bacchantes, we get Apollo descending on a cloud to pick up Orpheus, who then brings him up to the heavens. The New London Consort's performance is surely a classic one for a number of reasons, not least of which includes a powerful characterization by tenor John Mark Ainsley in the title role. The lineup of supporting characters is not too shabby either, with a memorable all-English cast. Yet the glass would only be half empty if it weren't for the fine and energetic support from the instrumental ensemble. This recording has few, if any, peers in the discography.
Thank you.
This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.